This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Washington Post broke news Thursday about a secret whistleblower complaint that has sparked a legal battle between lawmakers and the Trump administration. The Post reports the complaint involves communications between President Trump and a foreign leader that involves a promise that has something to do with Ukraine. Post said its report was based on two former U.S. officials familiar with the matter. White House records indicate that Mr. Trump spoke with at least five foreign leaders in the 5 weeks before the date of the complaint, August 12th. The leaders include the Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, as well as the leaders of Pakistan, the Netherlands, and Qatar. Israeli political challenger Benny Gantz said Thursday that he, not Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should lead a new unity government. Gantz's centrist blue and white party won the most seats in parliament this week's elections. There was no clear winner in Tuesday's elections, but Gantz's party won 33 seats to 31 for Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. Both Netanyahu and Gantz called for a unity government, but Gantz said that he should lead the next one since his party won more seats than Likud. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has announced that the U.S. military would now be on the front lines of protecting the country's elections from foreign interference. This comes as the 2020 presidential campaign season heats up, despite concerns about both Russian and Chinese efforts to meddle in last November's midterm elections. The Defense Department was in the background, standing up a handful of cyber protection teams that could have been called upon to assist the Department of Homeland Security if needed. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday he has important information for President Trump about how to respond to the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. He spoke after meeting with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. This is VOA News. A federal judge in California has ruled against a state law designed to force President Trump to release his financial records to wage a primary bid in the state. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's a victory for President Trump, whose campaign sued against the new California law that says presidential candidates must release 5 years of tax returns by November if they want to run in California's primary in March of next year. Attorneys for the president and the Republican Party argued the law violates the U.S. Constitution by adding an additional requirement to run for president. President Trump has refused to release his returns, but he says they are under audit. Many Democrats argue that tax returns provide critical information about a candidate's financial dealings. It is expected that California will appeal the federal judge's decision. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia and China joined forces Thursday to block adoption of a UN Security Council resolution aimed at establishing a ceasefire in northwestern Syria and gaining full access for humanitarian workers to the province of Idlib. The two veto-wielding powers blocked the text put forward by the drafters Belgium, Germany, and Kuwait, who hold the Syria humanitarian file on the Security Council. But Russia said the text was doomed to failure and ignored the need for fighting terrorists. At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan, dozens more injured. A car bomb attack was claimed by the Taliban near a compound used by Afghanistan's intelligence agency. A government spokesman said most of the victims, which included women and children, were patients at a nearby hospital. The U.S. Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the city of Troy, Michigan, for blocking the construction of a mosque. The department is supporting a Muslim group's bid to open the mosque under a federal law that protects houses of worship against discriminatory land use regulations. And a group of more than 500 major institutional investors have called for governments to boost efforts to tackle climate change, warning that the failure could have serious economic consequences. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The banks, insurance companies, and pension funds said in a joint statement ahead of next week's UN climate summit in New York that current national commitments could lead to an unacceptably high temperature increase that would cause substantial negative economic impacts. The group includes financial giants such as Francis Amundi, Canada-based Manulife, and Insight Investment in the U.S. Countries that signed the 2015 Paris Climate Accord have committed to keeping global warming well below 2 degrees. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.